Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam Langford. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jake Miller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jake Miller. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting second. The first baseman, Phil Toth. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Doug Tate. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Slim Harris. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Slim Harris. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Gerber fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Lind moves to second. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Toth for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer bunts towards first. Fonseca can't make a play. That's a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Miller, and towards Lind, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is hit by the pitch. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fonseca moves to second. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell takes first base on ball four. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jamison takes first base on ball 4. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-1 in the game. Lind bunts towards first. Tote scoops it up and throws to first, with Reagan covering, for the out. Jamison moves to second. One out. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 0-for-1 in the game. Langford hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jamison scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Langford moves to second. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Langford scores. Sewell moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-1 in the game. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Slim Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris bunts towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Berry moves to second. One out. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0-for-1 in the game. Flagstead hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Berry moves to third. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-1 in the game. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Berry scores. Flagstead moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Flagstead tags and moves to third. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tote. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Sewell applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Flagstead throws the ball into Reagan who tags Sewell trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Hodapp moves to third. One out. Jack Russell now pitching. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hodapp tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Charlie Jamieson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamieson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jamieson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jamieson moves to second. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 1 in the game. Lind hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reagan takes first base on ball 4. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 1 in the game. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Reagan moves to second. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Langford hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Fonseca hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Barry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Barry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Barry hits a fly ball into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Flagstead hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tote hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Flagstead moves to third. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. Meyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 2 in the game. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Barry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reagan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-2 in the game. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Jameson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-2 in the game. Lind hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jameson moves to third. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Langford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to second for the out. Jameson scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerber hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a fly ball into right center field for a base hit. Red Ruffing pinch hits for Jack Russell. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Flagstead hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Cliff Garrison now pitching. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Homer Sumner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sumner is 0 for 3 in the game. Sumner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Tote hits a pop-up towards first. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Langford. Williams reaches second base with a double. Meyer moves to third. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Meyer scores. Williams moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-2, Indians. Johnny Heving pinch hits for Doug Tate. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Rothrock now playing right field. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. Jameson hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 3 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground for a single. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gerber moves to second. Red Rawlings pinch hits for Cliff Garrison. Paul Hinson pinch runs for Charlie Berry. Red Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings bunts in front of the plate. Sewell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Gerber moves to third. Two outs. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Flagstead hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.